This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lea. A Colorado man accused of threatening election officials in Colorado and Arizona pleaded guilty in federal court Wednesday. Teek Brockbank from Cortez posted on social media that he wanted to shoot Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. He also wrote posts threatening judges and federal law enforcement agents. He was arrested in August. He is to be sentenced in February. The case was prosecuted by a Justice Department task force that was created to protect election workers after the 2020 election. Democratic congressional candidate Adam Frisch in Colorado's 3rd congressional district outlined his plans to try to bring more transparency to government if he's elected. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Frisch is running against Republican Jeff Hurd in the open seat being vacated by Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Frisch says he hopes to restore confidence in Congress.
And so banning the stock trading, we think the term limits, as well as trying to keep this corporate PAC money out.
Frisch also said he backs a Republican plan to set term limits for committee chairs and thinks members of Congress should spend more time in D.C. to build trust and hopefully work together more. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A proposed 5-year plan to increase base rates for Colorado Springs utilities customers by about 5.6% a year is moving ahead. Utility Scott Shirola says the new rates will spread the cost for billions of dollars in new infrastructure over time.
Once you start these major initiatives, these major projects, you can't stop them midstream. They require completion to really bring the benefits of those systems to our customers.
The plan got an informal okay from City Council this week. They'll vote on formally adopting it in November. Colorado Springs and Denver, with highs in the 70s this afternoon, could be just a few degrees cooler on Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC.